Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. I'm glad you're here. We're having a great visit with Marlo Lewis, Jr. He's senior fellow with the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org, specializing in energy and global warming, climate change, and all that stuff. Marlo, thanks again for being here. We've been talking about the carbon tax debate, the carbon tax issue, this expensive confiscation of our more of our money, folks, and a setting up a tax regime that could really get out of hand. So here's my question to you, Marlo. What are the chances of this happening? What's it looking like? What are the winds? How are the winds blowing on Capitol Hill?
Well, we recently had just about every Republican in the House come out against it.
Good.
There's a chance that the House Democrats may pass such a bill, but there's no chance it would get through the Senate. But typically, Democrats don't want to take ownership of this. It's
right.
Why? Because it's a tax increase, folks. Mm-hmm. And it's a tax increase on something that most people recognize is vital to not just to their standard of living, but even to their very survival, which is
energy.
And
it hurts
so
poor people.
What they always try to do is get bipartisan cover.
One person.
It's not going to happen.
One vote is bipartisan to them.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, that's exactly true. There's one carbon tax bill out there which has exactly one Republican on it, and they call it bipartisan. And, of course, President Trump would veto it even if, under some impossible combination of circumstances, both the House and the Senate would get behind it.
Right.
It's a messaging device, and what the Democrats or the progressives are hoping is that they will win in 2020, that they'll have a progressive in the White House, that the Republicans will lose the Senate, and maybe then they'll feel bold enough to actually take ownership of it.
Identify, Marlo, one thing that a carbon tax will do to help the economy.
I can't think of a single thing. And now here's a very important point, Jim, which a lot of people don't know about. All these carbon tax proposals today have a feature in them, or nearly all of them do, called a border adjustment. And the idea here is to go to an industry and say, look, we know this will increase your cost, but it will not impair your competitive advantage because we will impose carbon tariffs on any good coming into this country that competes with yours that isn't similarly subject to a carbon tax or a comparable climate policy in the foreign country, in the exporting country. But they think this would be a simple thing to arrange. It's not. Because, first of all, you'd have to figure out the carbon content of every good in international trade. And that means you'd have to understand the production process. And as we know today in the global economy, you have international supply chains that change weekly or sometimes even daily. And so,
are you there? Did we lose him? And folks, the thing we're getting back in a second. The thing that to remember when he was talking about taxing these other things coming in from outside of the country, unlike the current tariffs that President Trump is putting on to fight against the to try to pressure people to come to the table to do trade deals, those tariffs will go away when the trade deals are done. The carbon tax that he's talking about and the tariffs to allegedly make other people compete with us straight up for carbon for our products, that would be a tariff that would be on forever. And you and I both know that permanent tariffs create more permanent tariffs on the other side, which create a trade war. And so looks like we may have lost Marlo, but folks, it's one thing that this carbon tax is a dumb idea. It's an expensive idea. It is not going to help anybody but the government. It's going to put money in the government's pocket. It's going to create all kinds of problems, and it's going to be expensive, and it's going to be disproportionately harmful to the poor people. And this is, you know, if the Democrats are so interested in poor people, whenever they talk about carbon tax, you need to ask them about that and see what they say. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Remind you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Read it with a smile. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.